session. We've returned from the closed session. Kathy, could we have a roll call, please?
Trustee Sherilyn Muir?
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler?
I'm here.
Board Chair Mark Strauss?
Here. We'll proceed to consideration of item 7A then. Dr. Baker, this is your report.
Thank you. In accordance with Article 9 of the Board of Trustees bylaws, the President, me, is requesting approval from the Executive Committee for indemnification against reasonable expenses incurred in connection with the provision of separate legal services by an outside firm, the Mintz Levin firm. In specific, the Executive Committee is asked to approve the expenditure of funds for the indemnification of separate legal services to the President related to the investigation into the hiring of temporary employees. The request relates to matters associated with the President's duties and responsibilities. The Executive Committee's approval of such shall be limited to an additional $15,000, not to exceed $15,000, resulting in a total expenditure of $165,000. And I ask approval of that from the Executive Committee.
Can I have a motion to that effect?
Oh, so moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second for consideration of the motion?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 7B.
Thank you. In accordance with the Article 9 of the Board of Trustees bylaws, the President is requesting approval from the Executive Committee for indemnification against reasonable expenses incurred in connection with the provision of separate legal services, again by the firm Mintz Levin. The Executive Committee is asked to approve the expenditure of funds for the indemnification of separate legal services to the President for the investigation related to internal controls. Request relates to matters associated with presidential duties and responsibilities. The Executive Committee's approval of such shall be limited to a total expenditure of not to exceed $20,000. If there is a need to extend this approval in the future, staff will bring the matter back to the Executive Committee for review and consideration. I ask approval of that.
Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Can I have a roll call vote?
Yes. Roll call vote, please.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Abstain.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Mark Strauss?
Yes. Motion carries. Are there any other matters to come before it?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I just want to go on record here with respect to the Executive Committee's concurrence with the member Trustee Muir participating in this meeting by call. I know that issue was raised, I believe, at the beginning, but I just wanted to make certain that the record reflected approval of the board for the participation of Trustee Muir, although she, notwithstanding the fact she is not physically present. It's a technical minor thing, but I wanted to make certain that there was that was on the record.
So let me ask again then. Trustee Muir, the reason for your lack of physical presence is business necessity, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. That's
fine. That's fine. And there's no objection to her participating in the meeting.
So. All right. Any other matters to come before the Executive Committee this morning? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.
Thank you.